I guess the other issue in terms of the biologics, not just in colorectal cancer, but a lot of tumors, is, you know, how they're going to play out in the adjuvant setting. Mm-hmm. Just to finish off on cetuximab, what do you see there in the adjuvant setting? Obviously, there's at least, you know, there's one major trial looking at this. I'm sure there probably are others. But A, how do you think the dermatologic problem is going to play out in patients in the adjuvant setting? And any speculations about efficacy?
The dermatologic problem is a significant impediment to accrual to that trial, at least in my experience. I have that study open at our center, and we've had a very difficult time accruing, largely because patients are saying, I'm just not willing to deal with the skin rash. Also, that study is using weekly administration of cetuximab. I have routinely, for the past several years, been using a double dose, if you will, a 500 milligram per meter squared dose every other week, as was validated by the groups in Barcelona and Copenhagen. And I'm very comfortable with that, but we discussed whether that should be an option on the trial, and the study team felt that it would be counterproductive to interpretation. But having to come in weekly for therapy is a major negative for current patients, and having to deal with a skin rash is a major negative for current patients.
Any guesses about efficacy in adjuvant setting as opposed to metastatic disease?
I think the one thing I know about adjuvant studies is that you can't guess the outcome, because if you had asked me to guess the outcome for the IFL study or for the FOLFIRI study, I would have said, well, gee, irinotecan is a drug with a proven survival benefit in the salvage setting in metastatic, with proven survival benefit in two large randomized studies on opposite sides of the Atlantic when added to 5-FU in the front line. It should be a slam dunk for adjuvant, but we darn well better do the study and find out. And boy, are we unhappy when all three studies were negative.
I'm curious, in the adjuvant situation in this trial, because it's a little bit different, I think, in an adjuvant situation than treatment metastatic disease. If a patient were to say to you, okay, if I end up taking cetuximab, what's the chance I'm just going to sail through this without any problem? What's the chance I'm going to have a minor problem? What's the chance I'm going to have a really big dermatologic problem?
Well, first of all, I think we now know that cetuximab is virtually inactive in patients with mutated KRAS. And so the study has been changed to only enroll patients with KRAS mutation. KRAS notwithstanding, rash seems to be a very important mitigator of activity. So I would say to somebody, if you go on the study and you get assigned to the cetuximab arm, I would be hoping that you have a substantial skin rash. Because in the absence of that, I don't have any reason to believe you would be getting any benefit from the drug.
But if the patients, and they're not going to know that because they're going to commit to go on this adjuvant therapy, if they say, what's the chance I'm just going to sail through this treatment?
Well, I think we know that at least 2/3 of patients get a clinically significant rash, not necessarily a dose-limiting rash, but enough that it's a factor to them. And so I would tell them about 1 in 5 people get a dose-limiting rash, a grade 3 rash at least. I shouldn't necessarily call it dose-limiting because we don't always limit the dose for a grade 3 rash at first incidence. But I would say at least 2/3 of people are going to have a skin rash that people are going to say, oh, what's that? And that it's going to be a factor to their lives socially.